Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Tes. We are up to Sif Zayin. We're on the top line of page 282. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Hayulo Melilos Mi'er Shabbos, a person who has the Melilos from before Shabbos, Lo Yenape B'Kanon V'Samchui V'Lo B'Shtei Yodov. He should not sift it in a Kanon V'Tamchui and not with his two hands. Elo Menapeach B'Yodo Achas B'Chol Kocho. Rather, he can blow in one hand with all his might. So after he already did the Melilos, now he wants to separate the good from the bad. He can't do it using these instruments, the kanon v'tamchui. The Rama explains, what's the kanon? Pirush Rashi, kli shirosho elchad rochav. It's a kli that we've discussed before, that one end of it is wide. Vasheni osui kimin marzev, and the other end of it is made like a funnel. V'nostim akitnios b'rosho harochav, and you place the beans in the wider end, umenanea ha'ochel, and you shake around the food, umizgalgel derech ha'marzev, and the beans fall through the funnel. Ve'apsoles nishar bekeli, and the psoles remains on the side walls of the kli. That is what the kanon is, and the samchui pirish, kara gedola, it's a large bowl. So these are the vessels that are used for borer, but they're not the main vessels, they're not considered a sieve, which would be an isidaraisa. These are one grade lower. They would be normally a derabbanan. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, if you have the melilos, you cannot place it in a kanon of the tamchui, or in your two hands, you can only blow it in one hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav, hey, melilos me'er Shabbos. The same din would be true if you did the melilos on Shabbos, the small amount like we discussed before. So you also can blow it in one hand to separate the good from the bad. Like we'll see later. And that which the Mechaber says over here, specifically a case where the melilos were done on Erev Shabbos, it's the teachers, that even if you had a lot of melilos, which is only going to be the case if you did it from before Shabbos, because on Shabbos we said you should only do a little bit. So even if you did it with a lot of melilos from before Shabbos, it's also mutter to do this blowing in the one hand. Sif katan chavav bekanu v'tamchu is aser gzeira mishimnapa uchvaro. Like we said before, that's aser midrabanan as a gzeira that you might use the more specialized kalim, the sieves, the yesh bazeh chiyav chatos, and those kalim there would be a chiyav chatos. Sif katan chav zayin, you also should not do the blowing with two hands. V'lo b'shtei yadav. That means to connect your two hands together. And to take the melilos of the two hands and to blow. According to the Rambam, the same thing would be throwing the beans back and forth between the two hands also would not be allowed. It can only be done by holding it in one hand and shaking it or blowing on it. That's the way you would have to do the separation. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Ches, Ein Shorin Esa Karshinin. One cannot soak the Karshinin. Pirish Sha'aruch Vitzabalaz. You're not allowed to soak the kashinim in water, to have the water floating on top of it in a kli in order to remove the psoles. You also can't rub them in your hands to get off the psoles. To have like a boder, that's like boder. But you can place the kashinim on a sieve, afal pisha nofel hapsolas derech nikve akfara, even if the psolas is going to fall down through the holes of the sieve. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Ches, Ein Shorin. Hu adinim yesh psolas v'ocha mo'raven. The same din is true if you have psolas and ocha mixed together. Oser litnam b'mayim. You're not allowed to place the mixture in water. Kedei sheyipol hapsolas lamata. In order that the psolas should fall to the bottom of the water, kigon ofer. For example, it's dirt. It's heavy. It will fall to the bottom. O sheyotzef lamala. Or so the psolas would flow to the top. It's lighter. Kigon tevin like straw. So that also would be not allowed. Sif kodon chavtes karshinim hu ma'achal behema. Karshinim that we discussed last time. And this time, that is animal food. The same thing which be true by potatoes, v'chol ki'agavn, or anything similar. You cannot place water over them, meaning and soak them in the water in order to remove any kind of dirt that is upon them. Sikotan lamid, afal pisha nofel. The last point of the Mechaber was, but you can place the kashinim in the sieve, even though the psoas is going to fall through the holes. Kevan she'eno miskavin l'kach. Since that is not your kavana, it's davar she'eno miskavin, that's going to be mutter. Now, if you look in the Bir Aloch over here, the Vermaskal, afal pisha nofel, he says, keinu lashon haran, that is the language of the Ran. Ayin Shom, Veloshin Rashi, Bazer, Rashi has a little bit of a different Loshin. He writes, Afal Pidele Fa'omim Nofel. Not that Afal Pisha Nofel, even though it falls, even though it sometimes falls, Umashma de Svirle, it's Mashma that Rashi holds, the Ilav Hochi, if it's not only sometimes, Asr Mishun Dahavi Psikresha, then it would be Asr, because it would be a Psikresha. So Rashi therefore adds in the word, Afal Pisha Le Fa'omim Nofel, even though sometimes it falls, it's not only a Davar Shein Meskavim, it's also avoiding the problem of a psikresha. You're not putting it up there in order to do any kind of sifting. You're just doing it up there for storage. So sometimes things will fall through. That will be a davar shein meskavin. It will not be a psikresha according to Rashi, and therefore it would be okay. There are a couple of very important notes that I'd like to see over here. Number one, note number 32. The Mishabura had said in Sifkaton Chavches that it's usher to place any mixture of ochel and psoles in water in order to separate and the psoles goes up or it goes down. The afim kavanoso leochel asamacha miyad, even if your kavana is to eat the food right away, the Prima Gadam writes that it's usher. Shekevan shebishriyosam b'mayim nifrodim hapsoles v'ochel zemizeh v'basachas, since by soaking them in water you are in essence separating the ochel and the psoles from each other at one time, nechshav hadover shapsoles nifredes me'ochel, it's considered as if the psoles is being separated from the ochel, v'osar lasos kein afla alta, and it's usher to be done even if you can eat it right away, kein kosav atila David. So too writes the Tehillah of David, that even though you're going to eat it right away, Lamaisa, it's considered separating out the psoles, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. One more note over here, note number 33, we've been discussing over here that you can't sow to kashinim, or any ochel and psoles, in order to do any kind of separation, but what is going to be the din if you want to rinse a fruit that is dirty under a flow of water from the sink? So you're not soaking it, but you're washing it off. That's discussed in note number 33. Let's see note 33. First of all, he says, "Zushrias peros b'mayim l'shem asaras chomrei risus." If you want to soak fruit in water to remove some kind of spray that was placed on it that has no mamoshes, so the Chazanish says, "She'ein ba mishum isra borer." That would not be an isra borer. Shehol ve'ein alich lechnikar. Since the dirt over there from the spray is not recognizable, ein olav shem solas. It does not get a shem solas, and it's mutter. V'chein das agon shalom zavon arbach and the shevet alevi. So they all say that although you can't soak fruit or any ochel with psoles in order to separate it in the water, however, if it is a psoles that's not nicker, it would be mutter. Ushtifas peros meluchlochim tachas zeramayim. Can you rinse off fruit that are dirty under a flow of water? So histapik b'shalas shuvas igras moshe. Moshe finds it as mesupuk im yesh ba mishum iser borer. If washing off the fruit is going to be an isur borer. She'af al pi she'asoras lichluch meperos al yidei shriya bechlal brirahi. Even though the removal of dirt from fruit through soaking is borer, evsher she'shtifasam tachas zeramayim eino nidos kebrira eloka rechitza balam. It could be rinsing it off is not considered borer. That's considered washing. Umuteres, and therefore maybe it's mutter. Kishem shemuter ladia kelim elichluch she'aleim. Says Rav Moshe, just like you're allowed to rinse off dishes from the dirt that's on them, maybe you're allowed to rinse off fruit from the dirt that's on them. That's not borer. That's called washing something off. V'kosav she'efshar l'hokel u'l'shot from samuch l'achilasam. Rav Moshe comes out and says that possibly you could be lenient to wash off fruit close to the time that you want to eat them. Kein kosav atzos ha'shulchan v'chein das agon ha'shom zaman orbach. And Rav Yashiv adds on sh'mikomukom roi l'odom l'shtov ha'saperos mi'er Shabbos. If you can, it's better to wash off the fruit from before Shabbos. V'das ha'chazan ishi. However, the opinion of ha'chazan ishi is she'af sh'tifas peros Muluchlochim tachas haberes asura mishambora. The Chazanish says there's no chilup between soaking the fruit, like we're discussing in the Mechaber and the Mishabura, and rinsing off the fruit under a flow of water. It's also going to be boder. V'chein das are going to listen karelitz. V'achiluk bein zel adochas kelim melichluch shaleim shabo einas boder. So the question is, why would be washing fruit off from the dirt that's on them be any different than washing dishes off from the dirt that's on them? So it explains this in Karelitz, Shemelechas borer hitikon hadavar hanivrer. Borer is when you are preparing the thing that's being separated. The kelim ha'ul v'haderech hu lehishtamish bohem v'lachzor l'nakosa macharei kol shimush v'shimush. Since the way of kelim is they get dirty, you wash them, they get dirty, you wash them. You're not really fixing them up. Ein hashtifa me'apsola shalem nelshevas gatikon ha'kelim. So when you wash off the dirt, you're not really fixing up the kli because it's going to get dirty again. It's back and forth. Avalasaras apsolas miperos mulchlochim, but getting rid of the dirt that's on fruit, hutikum beperos v'nech shabor, that's fixing up the fruit. You're hoping not to get it dirty again, and therefore you're fixing it up for achila, and that would be considered boros. So that would be the tzad to be machmir like the Chazon Ish, although we did say Shomazam and Avayashiv and Moshe, they all do say that one can be lenient and wash off fruit from their dirt on Shabbos. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sivtes. The Mechaber says in Sivtes, Mishamberes, a strainer, afilu tluya mi'er Shabbos, even if it's hanging over a kli from before Shabbos, also litim bashmarim, you cannot place in it sediment. Avalim nosim bashmarim mi'er Shabbos, but if the sediment of the wine was placed in the strainer from before Shabbos, mutter litin aleihem mayim kedeshi yachazru tzalulim lozov. You would be allowed to add to the shmarim water on Shabbos, in order that you will clean out and clear out the shmarim, and the water will gain a taste of wine. So the first point we want to see over here is in the Bir Alocha, the Vemaskal Afilu Tluya. The Mechaber said in Mishameres, even if it was hanging from before Shabbos, why is that an important point? Hainu Masha Matucha Al Pi Chalal Eza Klisha Mistaninba. We're talking about over here that you hang over some kind of strainer over the airspace of a Kli, Dilitlosa Bishabbos Bivade Oser. To hang it there on Shabbos is for sure Usr, like we learned earlier in Simon Shin Tes Vav Siv Tes, that will be making it all aray. And therefore the Mechaber says specifically, Mishameres, Afilu Tluya Me'er Shabbos, even if it was hanging there from before Shabbos, and you're avoiding the problem of putting it on Shabbos, which would be a problem of making an oil, still it's going to be Usr to place Shmarim inside. Says the Mishabura Siv Katan Lamed Aleph, Mishameres Kli Shemesaninim Bo HaShmarim. This is some kind of Kli where you strain out the sediment, the hayayin yored zach v'tzol, and the wine goes through and comes out very clear. Also, litein, you can't place the shmarim in on Shabbos. V'chiyuv chatas nami yesh b'zem yishumbore. This would be an isser daraisa. V'chiyuv chatas if it was done b'shoge because of borer. Shenivar ha'ochel mi'apsolas ayidezer. You're using a specialized instrument to separate out the ochel from the psolas. O mishum barakid, or the isser over here is not borer, but rather it's marakid, which is a similar isser. Ayin shom b'gemara. Look over there where it's a machlokas in the gemara, where the isser is borer or marakid. Sivkotan la Gimel Tzulim. So we said in the Mechaber that you can't place the Shmarim in, but if the Shmarim are there from before Shabbos, you can pour water over it, even though the water is going to come out strained. Rotzalomer Shiyu HaShmarim Tzulim. Your goal of putting the water over the Shmarim that were there from before Shabbos is the Shmarim should get cleared out. V'hamayim Yazuvu Mehem Miktsas Min Hayayin Shenishar Baluabo. And the water should pour out and drip out from the Shmarim with some of the wine that had remained absorbed in the Shmarim. And the reason why there is no problem by the placing of the water because of borer, since the water that you are putting in is clear from the beginning, and there's nothing that you need to clean out from them, the water is perfectly clear, so it's mutter to place the water over the shmarim, so now the water comes out and gains some taste of the wine, but that is not isra borer. There are some people that use such a device to make coffee on Shabbos, they pour clear water over some kind of coffee beans, and the water comes out. So again, since the water went in clear, nothing's being strained out of the water, that would be avoiding any problem of borer on Shabbos. If you look at note 35, the Mefarshim are bothered by a different kasha. Very nice, there's no iser borer on the water that's passing through the strainer, but hiksha primigodim af she'enu borer es hamayim, even though it's true you're not doing any separating of the water, mikomokom harei borer es hayayin shehoyo dovok umura v'mashmarim. L'maisa, the water is causing the wine that was absorbed inside the shmarim to come out, so you're doing borer on the shmarim themselves. V'chein hikshu ha'egle tal v'agonu shomazam arbach. That's the kasha these achronim are asking, that even though there's no iser borer on the water, but why isn't there iser borer on the shmarim that the wine is being brought out from the shmarim? V'tirei tzagon of this in Karelitz, shekevan shema'at hayayin sheyotzei me'ashmarim mis'arev miyad b'mayim. Since the little bit of wine that's coming out from the sediment get mixed right away with water, Tafel hu lamayim, it's considered secondary to the water. Ve'ein zeh nechshav kabor, it's not considered borer, it's bottled to the water, and that's also not going to be a problem. Continues the Mishabur, the last line in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, mutar litein b'shabes mayim al gabei shmarim shenesharu b'chavis. You're allowed to place water as well on top of sediment that remains on the bottom of a barrel. V'kolten hamayim tam hayayin, and the water by being poured there is going to absorb the taste of the wine that's in the shmarim. U'motzien osan b'shabes v'shosin osan, and you can take that mixture of the water and the wine out on Shabbos, and you could drink it. A similar idea that you're having the water draw out the taste of the wine from the shmarim, and that is going to be mutter. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Siv Yud.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.